June 14th. It's been about half a year since I started living with Miss. The days go by slow. I fulfill my chores, I tidy up, I walk the dog, and I keep the house in shape for my Miss. Afterward, the day is mine, until 4 p.m. It's the time between the chores and 4 p.m. that's the slowest. I'm allowed to do just about anything. Anything except... touch myself. And then time rolls on like a boulder uphill, and I try not to let my mind wander. I often like to daydream about Miss, which always makes it harder. At 4 p.m., I take my place in front of the door. I kneel in my spot, eyes pointed at the floor, ass resting on my feet, waiting for her to come home. But today wasn't like the others. No, today my body is sore from last night's play. Today, the marks are fresh and my mind is prone to reminisce. I finish my chores, but the remainder of the day is torture. I can't help but to want to touch. I remember last night so vividly. It makes the slow crawl to 4 p.m. abysmal. At 2 p.m., a noise turns my blood as cold as ice. The door. My eyes dart to the clock as panic sets in. I rush down the hall as quick as I can, but the door opens before I get there. There you are, in the open doorway with a scowl that sets my mind on fire. Miss, you're home. So early. I can't help but stare, and I can see your eyes narrow and the scowl deepen. My eyes shoot to the ground as my muscles tense, but the image of you framed in the open door won't leave my mind. It can't help but race. Business attire disheveled, hair a mess, your body damp with sweat. I feel the worry fill the pit of my stomach. I ramble. I can't even remember what stupid things I said in a vain attempt to comfort you. I just know you stopped me. My name gently falling from your lips, crashing through the air like a dropped wine glass. My mouth clamps shut, and I stop myself from speaking further. You tell me about your day, about an argument with a client, about the argument getting worse, about how corporate security had to stop the filthy bitch who dare lay a hand on you. You tell me to follow you, and I obey. You lead me to the bathroom. As we walk, you laugh, and you tell me you're going to let off some steam in the shower. You smirk at me as I follow close in tow. I feel the dread build up. I know that tone. I know that smirk. I know this is going to be an ordeal. But I can't help but smile and walk into the trap. You tell me to lock the door, to take off all my clothes, and to go through the normal routine. I proceed to turn on the shower, test the water, then walk to the small cabinet where we keep the towels. I remove one and assume my position facing the shower, one arm behind my back, the other outstretched, balancing the folded bath towel on my fingertips. You smile at me and bite your lip. I feel a shiver run up my spine. My body goes rigid, as if I'd die if I dare move a muscle. The marks from yesterday remind me. You'll make me pay if I do. I steel myself. I know you won't make it easy on me. You look me in the eyes while you lay against the wall next to the shower. As the room fills with steam, you tell me to keep my eyes on you. I feel the dread as I comply. Yes, miss. The words tumble out, barely audible. You give me a look. Yes, miss. I almost shout, and it provokes a giggle. You smile and roll your shoulders. You tug at your business suit and peel it off in a graceful motion. You tease and dance as a body roll drops your blazer to the floor. I hear the soft pop of each button as you open your blouse. The flash of black lace as the last buttons are undone. Your bra is exposed as you throw off your blouse. You do so with a flourish I know only you could pull off. Your hands press against your chest as that same smirk dances across your face. They follow every curve as you let them run down your body. They hook around your pencil skirt and drive it to the floor. They miss your garter, your thumbs nimbly controlling the cloth's descent. You kick the skirt at me. I flinch as it flops against my bare breasts. You click your tongue at me and raise an eyebrow. Fuck. You turn away as you saunter into the shower, and I watch as the water soaks into the lingerie, your body swaying in the stream. You look over your shoulder at me and let your hands unclasp your bra. It disappears somewhere out of view. Your hands move to your hips as you pull off your panties and fling them at my face. They hang off my head, your scent consuming my being. The scent I'd give up oxygen for. The scent I crave. It's intoxicating. You smile and let out a bemused giggle. I know that laugh. And I know I'm shaking. I know that I'm so fucking wet. And I know the need hurts. I know it's taking every bit of my strength to keep my arm outstretched and my posture straight. You close your eyes and you turn your back to me. You start to hum a lovely melody. It almost puts me in a trance. You lather soap and you move your hands slowly, dragging out the time. You hum loudly, making the room echo with your voice. I'm drowning in you. Every sense assaulted by you. Every bit of me trying to hold you. Trying to be your good girl. Before I realize, my hand is between my thighs and the humming has stopped. The shower drips as the last of the water funnels down the drain. I realize my eyes are shut. I dread opening them. But I also dread what will happen if I keep them closed. Our eyes meet as I open them. Your scowl cuts through me and I feel the looming punishment to come. Your eyes look at something on the floor, the tears already flowing down my face. You ask me where my hand is. My cunt, miss. You ask me where your towel is. The floor, miss. You don't say anything. You just give me a good long look. My eyes stay on you as you stalk toward me, the wet stockings leaving small puddles of water in your wake. You tell me to get on my knees, place my hands behind my back, and beg. You let me know that if I do a good enough job, you won't punish me. You allow me to look away as I fall to my knees. I hang my head and hold my wrist tight behind me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, miss. I didn't mean to drop the towel. I shouldn't have. I couldn't help it. I didn't mean to. You tell me not good enough. I feel your wet body on mine and your fingers pressing into my pussy. Two fingers. I feel two fingers greedily enter. I feel as your fingers push deep, exploring my hungry cunt. I feel the ache when you tell me I better not come. Oh, fuck. Please. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left you cold and wet. I'm sorry it wasn't better. Please, please, miss, please, I can't, please, please, please have mercy, please, It's too much, mistress. I groan as you press your other hand into last night's marks. I know you don't like that title, but the thought leaves as soon as it comes. I can't think as the pain radiates outward, filling my brain and drowning out my thoughts. Sorry, please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you that. I know better. Please, I just want to do what you want. Please let me be your good girl. I can feel the pressure subside as you work me harder with the other hand. I don't know what to do. It's all a blur.
What? No, miss, please, miss, you can't, please, I'm so close, please.
You tell me you can. You smirk. You push me onto my back with your foot. The wet stocking cold between my breasts. You slide it up my body as the cold cuts into the heat of my embarrassment and shame. You let it rest on my face as the wet cloth forces me to cough and struggle for air. I gasp. You show mercy. Breathing deep as you rest your toes on my chin. The air biting my throat as I cough. You ask me if I've learned my lesson.
Yes, miss. Thank you for teaching me. You're so kind.
You smile a coy little smile. I know that smile. I'm thankful whenever I see it. You hand me the towel and tell me to dry you off. And that if I do a good job, we can have some fun after dinner.